Welcome to our podcast called Optimizing Leading Africa's Digital Future. I'm Professor Barry Dwolaski. In these special episodes of our podcast, I'm in conversation with experts talking about digital transformation. In this episode, I'm in conversation with Tony van der Linden. We are joined in this podcast by Tony van der Linden. Tony is a very old friend of mine, also an ex-student. And Tony's the CIO, Chief Information Officer, at BBD. He's also in charge of research and development at BBD. And I want to welcome Tony firstly. So, Tony, hi. Welcome to this conversation.
Hi, Barry, and thank you for the opportunity to have a conversation with you.
Great. So I think before we start, what I'm going to do is just ask you briefly to tell us a bit about what BBD is. I know it, you know it, but maybe not everyone listening in will know what BBD is. So if you can give us a thumbnail description of BBD and what it does.
Now, so how do you sum up 4 decades worth of experience in 2 minutes? But I'm definitely going to try. So BBD has been helping organizations solve their business problems for close on 4 decades now. Started off as a small custom software development company working primarily in financial services, but over the years have grown into an international software firm with more than 950 professionals operating out of 4 geographies. It also became a trusted partner in other domains such as education, gaming, telecoms, and the public sector. And even though custom software development remains core to the business, BBD has been really effective providing its customers with guidance to meet their strategic goals, offering tailored solutions such as digital strategy, technology, business consulting, cloud enablement, system integration, and naturally the facilitation, support, and maintenance of solutions that are born out of these engagements. I think, and in short, BBD is that trusted partner that builds effective enterprise-scale digital business solutions, which supports the optimization of your business and the enablement of your digital strategy.
So, and it's exactly how I've known BBD over the years, over the many decades that I've been aware of BBD, and in some cases worked with BBD on projects and helping to train some of your team. So, and I guess that for me, the big thing is BBD is South African. It's very much entrenched in our local digital economy and really understands what goes on within our quite peculiar and quite special digital sector. So I think, therefore, it's quite useful to hear your insights about digital transformation. And I wanted to start by asking for some comments on whether digital transformation, whether in your mind digital transformation is about business or is it about technology?
So it's a really good question. I think digital transformation as a concept has been around for a while. And the common understanding is that we need to transform our business to adopt digital technologies in order to improve our efficiencies, increase our value, or even foster innovation. Or in short, it is this need to move from digital incompetence to digital competitiveness. With this understanding, it's simple. It is all about technologies. And at a superficial level, it's easy to agree, but I don't believe it is that simple. Unfortunately, most organizations miss the point that transformation, by its very nature, is not just a one-time thing. It's a journey. You don't just one day decide that you want to transform and then the next day you are. You don't just create a web application and call it your digital storefront and then celebrate the fact that you have digitally transformed. It's a journey. You start off with providing a foundation that promotes digital literacy. You then learn to support intentional experimentation. You use this data to produce, that is produced to inform your strategy, you align your operations to achieve those goals and support this with the systems they need to succeed. And then you leverage this ecosystem to inform your next move. I think what is important to remember is it does not stop there. This cycle continues. It's a cycle of permanent innovation. We see rapid and continuous change in technology, and for that reason, transformation cannot ever be done. It is continuous. I would argue that digital transformation is the continuous optimization of an organization's business processes to increase their digital maturity in support of their strategic alignment to customer-centric goals. And in that, it is clear that the focus on digital transformation is not just on technology, nor is it purely on the business. It is both. It is focused on involving and maturing business systems and making digital a first-class citizen of those. And it is important to remember that when I say systems, I'm not only referring to technology, but also people, processes, and the tools that makes it a system to produce the products and services that we provide.
So that, and that's music to my ears, because we do see a lot of people confusing what some people call digitization with digital transformation. And to go digital without the transformation is not really achieving anything, I believe. I also like the way that you stress that it's an ongoing, continuous process. So it's not a single journey. You don't do it, implement it, dust it off in the project, and that's where it ends. So it goes on and on and on. And that, I guess, is what I'm trying to push, is this life cycle model, which I see as a spiral that keeps going and going. So I find that very useful. Thanks for that. And could you just also, so if a company decides to go digital and it embarks on a digital transformation journey, who in your experience, who in the organization would you work with? Would you work with your counterpart, the CIO? Would you work with a CEO? Would you work with marketing? Where would you find in an organization the right person to engage with? And then just to add one further bit to that question, are large and small organizations different? So in terms of who you would engage with, could you just reflect a bit on that?
I think the answer depends very much on the level of engagement. Some businesses, especially those that are considered to be large organizations, have some sort of digital transformation plan in place. And the engagement would be enabling some part of that plan. Here, you'd engage with the specific business unit and those responsible for the technology that supports them. For others, especially the smaller organization where digital transformation is still an idea, the engagement would be at a very senior level. It would focus on understanding the strategic objectives the organization wants to achieve. The focus would be on helping them to create a plan with all the appropriate guardrails required to successfully start their journey. I think in both cases, those responsible for reporting to the shareholders remain responsible for digital transformation, even if the responsibility is sometimes proxied to a chief digital officer or even a senior business manager. And the reason I believe this is that the captain of the ship is the one person who can effectively encourage change among his or her crew.
Yeah, and I think that that also resonates well with me. So I have seen and I've experienced companies that undertake digital transformation, and they put it in to the portfolio of the technology people or a marketing person or someone who sees only part of the organization. So I really think that it is the captain of the ship, as you said. So I totally agree with that. We've heard that digital transformation is risky, and there's a huge body of literature and knowledge out there that itemizes some of the risks and some of the problems. And I think from your viewpoint and from BBD's viewpoint, where are the risks? Are they around change management? Are they around technology? Are they around costs and controlling costs, or some combination of that? What are the big risk factors in digital transformation?
Pero, probably consider culture, cost, and technology, specifically technology buy-in and drift, to be the primary risk digital transformation initiative should understand. From a culture perspective, or rather the adaptiveness of an organization's culture, digital transformation requires agility, and some organizations just cannot change direction easily. Cost. There are so many factors that can contribute towards cost skyrocketing out of control, such as not controlling the scope for each addition or change and trying to get to that we have digitally transformed statement in within just one cycle. Or even setting unrealistic upfront budgets to fund the entire digital transformation initiatives. Technology buying, where investing large sums of money on overly complex enterprise-grade commercial off-the-shelf solutions and expecting them to solve all your problems. These typically take long, as we know, and the implementation of that, once you're done, your strategy may have shifted. And then finally, technology drift, not architecturally ensuring that you can continuously evolve your systems as technology changes. Now, definitely a lot more, but from my background and perspective, these would be the top risks I would focus on.
Great. And I think that they're clearly all connected. So change, technology, costs all sort of influence each other. And I agree that those are all risk factors that have to be dealt with. So I'm kind of hearing that digital transformation is something that is a journey that goes on and on, that it kind of never ends. It is a repeating cycle, and that it needs that balance between all the factors, and it needs top-level support or top-level sponsorship. And I think that fits in with what I've been teaching in my course in digital transformation life cycles. I'm quite keen to try and understand a bit more about the South African ecosystem, and I'm sure there's probably no organization better placed than BDD, who's partnered with many organizations in changing how they work and digital transformation. And I'd like to just hear if you've got any examples that you are able to share, and I know some of these things are not that easy to share, but of successes. So if you could give an example of success, and then maybe one example of something that wasn't so successful.
Well, unfortunately, there are no examples I can share, but I can speak my experience on some of those reasons that digital transformation initiatives are problematic or even fail. We know digital transformation fail for various reasons, but I truly believe the top reasons are those directly associated to culture and appetite. For instance, poor change management, with a specific focus on an inability or reluctance to evolve the organization's culture, thinking that digital transformation is only about technology and the IT department should be able to handle this. Inappropriate technology choices, not considering alternative solutions such as robotic process automation or even low or no code solutions. Attempting to fund digital transformation on a fixed cost basis, not supporting intentional experimentation and not understanding the value of failing fast. Ineffective governance structures, especially not collecting and or using the data that is produced to support an evolving strategy. And finally, thinking that digital transformation is a one-time thing, not planning for the journey. I've seen a number of these over the years, and when you look at the number of failed digital transformation initiatives, I can understand why organizations are wary. But I've also seen some digital transformation initiatives succeed and some that have shown some partial success along the way, while just because they don't suffer from the system symptoms I've just mentioned.
Great. So, and I do understand it's hard to share examples. And I guess the literature has examples out there that people can read. And I'm sure people listening to this will identify with some of the things you've said in their own organizations and in their own experience. So that's very useful. I think just in closing, and it's been really interesting to have this conversation with you, Tony, but in closing, if you have got any advice to a person running an organization, small or big, private or public, if they were to walk into your office right now, or come online, because I know that lots of IT people no longer sit in offices, but if they were to come in front of you now and say, Tony, I know I've got to transform. I know I have to do something to adopt and embrace digital technology. What would your advice be about the first step? What should they do first to embark on that journey?
It's probably the most difficult one to answer, because it very much depends on their environment. But we know tackling any digital transformation initiative is complex, but I do think that the best place to start is to change your mindset. Give yourself the ability to change direction. Know where you want to end up, and plan or be calculated about your very next move. Also, don't be afraid to fail. But when you do, limit your impact radius and learn loads from it. Collect useful data and use it to form opinions about your aspirations. And remember that it is not just about technology. It's also about people. Mm-hmm. But then know where you are and what you have to maintain your current position. Next, understand the value and impact your vision when compared to your current situation will have on the business. And finally, form a strategy that supports the move towards your vision and prioritize the outcomes. Specifically, understand the gap that may exist, for instance, people, skills, technology, data, operations, and understand your business, your future operating model, and what role governance play. But most importantly for me is, once all of these are in place, be involved.
Really great advice. And, you know, I think that, and I know that I might upset some of my friends, not you, but I think that be involved statement's really important, because I have seen organizations who say, well, we don't know how to do it, just hand it over to a consultant and let the consultant come in and do it for us, and we'll foot the bill, but let them worry about it. Huge mistake, because that's not being involved. Being involved is to use consultants, use advisors, but control it yourself. And that's really what I hope the message that you've given me, but also the message of our course is trying to give, is that get involved step. And in closure, is there anything else you want to say? Any other pearls of wisdom you want to share before I let you go?
Yeah, I think you can, digital transformation, you can make complex for yourself. It can be something simple if you really think about it. But do it slowly. Start with a good plan. At least know where you want to go, like I said. The iterations are there to support you.
Yeah, no, that's great advice. So I just want to thank Tony, and for those of you who missed the introduction, Tony is the Chief Information Officer at BBD, one of our top consulting and partnering organizations in the digital space. He's also head of research and development. And I think that I really speak for our listeners when I say thank you, Tony, for your involvement and for sharing time with us. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Barry. It's been fun sharing my thoughts on the topic. Thank you.
episode of Optimizing. It was produced and presented by me, Professor Barry Dwolaski. Music was by Callum Cool and logo designed by Evan Wig-Dorowitz. The companion website is www.thegrandgeeks.africa.